Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out that fake poo you just picked up is real poo.
Oh, poo.
Something you've probably done.
Yes.
I can see that happening to you.
Yes.
The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Of course, only while we are live, you can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you are listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe shall be here shortly.
Yes.
I'm sure Joe is enjoying the nice winter weather we have.
It is unbelievable.
I'm not in charge of it.
I know. But I really do think that I have to go out and get Al Roker and like string him up or just burn him in effigy or something.
I had practice for the girls' softball on Saturday afternoon. It was freezing. Supposed to do it tomorrow again. In the afternoon, going to be freezing again. I can't catch a break, and I can't keep the girls out there for too long.
No.
It's like you try to do what you can in an hour. Like on Saturday, I didn't have them hit because I didn't want it to hurt their hands.
Right.
And most of them don't have batting gloves. I think tomorrow I'm going to have to have them hit. So.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be as bad as today.
It's supposed to be like 42.
I know, but it's not supposed to be snowing.
It snowed early in the morning on Saturday afternoon.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Got a good show for you tonight. On tonight's show, we'll have our annual April Fool's Countdown to determine the biggest fool of the past year. Plus, our regular foolish contributor, Ann Jackson, will be on hand to probably say more mean things about so-called yours truly.
I think that any of us could, during the competition, say, Ann Jackson, drop the mic and win.
I don't know if she'd be the biggest fool in the world.
It's up there.
It's always dicey when you got to include mental illness.
I know.
And we don't really have a diagnosis.
No, we don't. We're just armchair diagnosing.
We just know from our experiences with her.
Yeah, and personal experience with others.
Yes, this is true. Ah, I guess we'll do a little showy news. I posted last week on Facebook that I had a TV pitch meeting.
Yeah.
With OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
Which is completely surreal.
I was listening to our best of and thinking about this. I was listening to the best of in the car.
Okay. On the ride up, get yourself geared up to.
Yeah, no, I was doing it like yesterday and the day before. I was just listening in spurts because I was taking little drives and I'd have a little giggle and then do my errands.
Enjoying yourself, were you?
I was enjoying myself.
Gosh, but I'm talented.
No, I was actually thinking, oh, wow. How does this fit with Oprah?
Yeah. I mean, you know. There's a lot of elements of the show that don't.
Yes.
We're
going to highlight the ones that do.
Well, I already know how I'll handle that. I mean, Listen, they're kind of doing it. The Daily Show just named their new guy to replace Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah. And they're going back like on his tweets and has these anti-Semitic and anti-women tweets and everything, and the left is all up in arms. I mean, the right's like, finally, we got somebody.
I know.
No, but the left is all up in arms. And I'm kind of mixed on it, because I love Jon Stewart, and I haven't really liked any of the replacements. I don't really watch the show on HBO from John Oliver. I didn't really get into the Colbert Report, although I thought he was good.
Oh, I loved that.
I'm not really into Larry Wilmore's show.
No. Not
so
good for me.
And I've seen this Trevor Noah three times on The Daily Show.
I haven't.
And he didn't leave me very excited. But that's not neither here nor there. So I'm like looking like, wow, these are really terrible posts. And he's like against Israel and everything and anti-Jewish and anti-woman. But then I'm like, well, you know what? He's a comic. You know, it's there's a chance he was trying to be funny. And, you know, sometimes on social media, the jokes don't land.
Yeah. Well, how does he feel about Jewish women?
Supposedly his mother's a quarter Jewish woman, but he wouldn't believe it. I don't know. It was not very complimentary to Jews nor women.
Oh.
But, you know, and like my immediate reaction is, well, screw this. I love The Daily Show and I love Jon Stewart. I don't want this clown in here. He doesn't deserve it. A South African. We couldn't find an American to host the show.
I know.
Really? Nobody?
We have no funny Americans.
And this guy just showed up on the show like a few months ago.
It's like, who the hell are you? I actually don't really know who this is.
He hasn't had anything memorable yet. But I've noticed with the Daily Show that some of them do get better as they go on.
Yeah.
Some of them don't, though.
Yeah.
Like, Olivia Munn was on there for, like, a little while, and she found stardom being a pretty girl someplace else. Yeah. Being funny. being funny was not her strength.
I say.
But, yeah. Like, Jason Jones just left, and he's very funny.
Yeah.
Samantha Bee, his wife, is leaving and everything. Well, John Stewart's like they've lost a lot of talent.
I know. I love John Oliver. I thought he was.
I thought he was very good on the Daily Show. Just not a huge fan of the HBO show. I gave it like a month.
I don't have HBO, so I can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But what's his name? Larry? What is
Wilmore?
Wilmore. I can never recall his last name.
Kind of boring.
Kind of boring.
Doesn't have the charisma I'm looking for to carry a 30-minute show.
No. I'm kind of bored. I like the idea of 100%. You know, like it looks like they toss somebody a coaster and say, keep it 100%. You know, keep it 100. And you have to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like truth or dare on TV. But they're with no dares.
See, I haven't even gotten through. I've seen bits of it.
I like that conceit, though.
I haven't gotten through a whole episode. I tried. Bored.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not the point. The point is of this. We were talking about like all these horrible things that Trevor Noah said. And it's like, well, you know, people like don't want him now because of these things. But I'm like, he's a comic. Do you give him slack because he's a comic and,
yes.
You know, you're hard to. So that's what I'm kind of hoping Oprah's people do with us.
I'm hoping that they understand that it's sort of this is, you know, I hate to use the word edgy. We're sort of dark-sided on this show.
We're very dark-sided.
But that doesn't mean that we aren't light-sided as well. We just don't feature that here.
No, there's very little lightness in the comedy on this show. The lightness maybe sometimes comes on some of the serious aspects, where we sometimes reveal that we're not the complete creeps we are. I mean, for God's sakes, we have a Nazi segment with a theme song. I mean, it's a little much. It's a little much.
Did you enjoy the Donald Duck Nazi cartoon I sent you?
That's our theme. We have that. I've seen that.
I know.
I did not enjoy it any more than I did every other time
oh,
I've seen
okay.
it.
Okay.
I knew where to find it.
Oh, okay.
Glad you found it now.
Yes. I enjoyed it.
And felt the need to post that to my page. But anyway. Anyway, neither here nor there. It wasn't a cute cat, so I'll be happy for what I can get.
Yeah, really. It had nothing to do with Steve Winwood, and it wasn't a cat. And it wasn't a cat named Winwood, so you should count your blessings.
It's a win. But yeah, I mean, you know, because I've thought about that often. Like, I'm going to have to answer to a lot of things. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know how Oprah...
I like the way you said that. I have to answer to a lot of things.
I mean, I don't know how, like, the Oprah people, if it got to it, would feel about the name that orgasm bit. In our defense, we've had male orgasms.
Yes, and lots of them.
Yes. But that's not the show we're pitching.
No.
That's not pitch one, anyway.
That's pitch number 17.
No, pitch two is the radio show.
Yeah.
And, like, they air the radio show. That's pitch two.
Right.
That's probably not going to happen.
Mm, yeah.
And if it did happen, certain elements of the show you hear now would disappear. Some things would stay the same. You'd still have your bitter in Twitter and stuff like that. And, you know, great debates of absurdity. You could still have that.
Yes. Then there might be some bleeping if there's any playbacks.
But, for instance, Boozy or Floozy, yeah, that would go bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Name that orgasm? I wouldn't be able to do it. But that would
bad.
Be the same if we were on terrestrial radio also.
True. No,
so,
because we don't want the children to chime in.
But the TV show...
Mommy, what's an orgasm?
The TV show is more of a talk show format.
Yeah.
As opposed to this, which is not, apparently.
Okay.
No, it's more of a traditional talk show and focuses on the scamming. And some of the things that... I don't want to give away the pitch here, because who knows who's listening and who wants to steal it. But but some of the things we've done on this show, actually a lot of things we've done on this show, certain elements from this show and certain other elements with the scamming that I'd like to pursue. So it's a different animal.
Yeah.
There still would be comedy.
Yeah, and it would be the same animals. So
what do you mean?
I'm looking at one of them.
Well, I mean, there's no guarantees.
No, I know.
There's no guarantees on any of us.
No, I know. I'm just saying that if it's what you're pitching, yes.
Yes.
Lisa says that Oprah will work her magic for Davin.
Oprah's network, not so well.
Yeah.
Oprah's career at Sirius XM went bye-bye after she got the big contract. So the Oprah magic really pertains to Oprah, Gail, and Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
That's pretty, but I think I'm more talented than Dr. Phil.
Yes. Well, and I think I'm sensible.
And I think I'm sexier than Gail. So I I feel good.
But not to Oprah.
I don't know. Maybe Stedman will put in a word for me.
You know what? One can only hope. Well, one of them is going to have to take to you.
Somebody ought to.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, here's the process, though, is you don't get to Oprah right away. You don't just pitch to Oprah.
No, of course not.
I got to go through people that Oprah has.
Yes.
For these types of things.
She has people.
Hello, Joe.
Hello.
We have people.
Our people have to appeal to their people.
Yeah, well, this is one of our people.
Yeah, exactly. I got to try to, you know, put a coat of whitewash on this. You know, give them some new tires and everything.
A coat.
Buff out the dents and scratches and try to sell this old jalopy.
I wish you'd stop looking at me while you're saying that.
Well, you're not that old. Jalopy, yes.
Dented, yes.
But yeah, so that was supposed to be this past week, and then it got postponed, which is fine.
Yeah, it happens.
It's supposed to be in, not next week, the week after.
Hey, it was still in the running, you know?
Yeah, they need programming, and they're so I'm not even worried about it, because I know the show's going to get sold.
Yeah.
I'm not even worried, because they need these networks need programming so badly, and it's an innovative show.
I was thinking about it on the way up, you know? I'm just, it's a very good show. You know, we
what the TV show I pitched?
The TV show pitch, our show. I mean, it's very good, and we work very hard at it. You know, I mean, I'm driving up in the snow. I mean, you drive here too. You know, you're driving, and you know, if you didn't believe in what you were doing, I mean, we would have quit like a year ago, 2 years ago. But you know,
that would have been the smart thing to do.
No, I mean, it's fun to do. We do a good job. We work our asses off, and
we do. But that doesn't mean. A lot of shows work their ass off, and, you know, I know shows that have been doing this a lot longer than us work their ass off, but aren't necessarily unique.
Right.
And aren't doing different things and don't necessarily have chemistry. So it's more than working our well, rear ends
I was,
off.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, that as well. You know, that was also in the equation.
I mean, we all listen. Listen, obviously we like our show. We do it. Obviously you like our show. You listen to it.
Right.
Now,
we're preaching to the choir at the moment.
Yeah, right. I mean, whatever. It is, you know, we like what we do and we feel good about what we do. Now it's just a point of, you know, getting other people to like what we do. That's all. I feel good about it. I've always said if you get me in the room, I'll get the show sold. Unfortunately, I won't be in the room. They'll be in Chicago. I'll be in New York, but it'll be a phone call. But we're also getting, we might be getting pitched to another network today or tomorrow.
Nice.
Which I have nothing to do with, but so
I don't know where that goes.
A little nervous, but
we got signed. I don't
know. Scary.
No, I mean, I think we're going to be lumped in with something else. I mean,
cooking show. All right. Who likes asparagus?
No one. But no, I mean, things are happening. Things are happening. Think so, you know what? And if the radio, I mean, if the TV show does happen, then this probably goes away on some level. I mean, we might do something else. Like if we're doing a serious show, on Scammers, you know, with a little bit of comedy, we're not going to do Scammers on this show,
right?
We'll actually have fun. we'll do other stuff because I'm not, and you know, I'm not going to want to get together and do a scammer show.
No.
And now that the Belinda story, for the most part, I mean, the Belinda portion of the Belinda,
it's over.
Yeah, because I always felt like an obligation, like if something happened, like we'd have to come back and just finish out that story. There's more elements to the Belinda story.
Yeah,
but I'm not talking to her anymore.
Right.
So
right.
If it ended, it could end and it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay because we, you know, you put together all the last strings. It's not like. You know, if even though I understand from people who watch it, the Lost ending was really disappointing for people. It would be like if it ended like three episodes before that, people would be going, "What?" You know.
Now, I feel good that we could walk away from the Belinda thing now. That was always the thing that was like in the back of my mind. It's like, God, I gotta let them let me be able to do just a few podcasts so I could tie the bow on the Belinda thing. And we have the Ann Jackson thing, but I don't feel I have to do it as badly with the, because we all know she's nuts.
Oh yeah,
you know, with Belinda there was more intrigue. Where is this going?
Yeah,
with Anne we're learning. I mean, it's a great educational tool.
Yes,
I mean because we really learn how these reload scammers work and how they could twist somebody in knots. And it's always fun when for the audience when I get yelled at.
But even though the Belinda clips are over, the Belinda segment is kind of over. We found the outcome. Check the iHeart clips out. the scammer clips that we do on iHeartRadio, because they're really good, and you get, you know, the story is still continuing there, and you could see all the twists and turns of the story. I mean, this week is pretty good. We got some great stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, which is interesting. So it's always good to go back, and if you're a new listener to the show as well, to see where we were with everything and how everything, you know, everything started to move along. Very interesting.
So, so Pip, what's going on with you?
Well, Mr. Helix had to go to a work function for his radio station.
Okay.
They were being being given an award for community service.
But isn't the radio station three people?
Like four or five.
Okay.
But they do community service,
right?
Because
right.
They, you know, it's really small, so it's serving an underserved community at the time.
No, there's
the
reason
moment.
It's underserved. It's small. No one cares. That is what it is. You never hear that Manhattan's underserved. It's big. It's important.
I know, but there are
we started on an underserved community radio station. Why? Because nobody cares about that community. That's the way it is.
Well, the thing is that, you know, there are, because Manhattan is so huge, anything that happens right outside of Manhattan, nobody hears about it.
See, that's not true.
No,
I hearken back to last week when 30 miles from here in Pine Bush with the Pledge of Allegiance. A lot of people heard of it. If you're doing outrageous things, you can get mentioned.
Yes, but it's not just that. I mean, there are other local things that maybe aren't as exciting.
Nobody
as
cares about the Apple Fest here except the people here. Every October, we got a fustunkin' Apple Fest. Everybody knows about the people in this area, the people in Jersey. Ooh, they have apples. Yeah, don't you guys do that thing in October? Yes. Yes, we do.
Apples.
Come and get your stupid apple pie and your apple cider and get the hell out of my town. Yes.
Oh, but it's homemade. Fish stunk in an apple.
Yes, so every region has that one big thing.
Yeah, but you have those little local intrigues, too. It's like,
are they really intriguing if nobody cares?
Yeah, no, no, people care.
Well, over by me on the island, Long Island, is the wineries. You go to the wineries in the fall.
Everybody wines in Long Island. You ever hear those Yentas talk?
And then you go out east and go pumpkin picking and go to the wineries.
The same crap is here. Yeah, we got pumpkins and wineries and apples. It's the same crap.
Yeah, yeah, you just want to watch the Giant game.
We get it. We get it, yeah. Fine, we'll all have that migrant worker, that cheap San Francisco Napa Valley experience knockoff. Do we want to go wine country? Go to the Napa Valley. It's beautiful, and the weather's nicer, and they have better wine. But if you don't want to, fine, go to Long Island, come up to Warwick, just get the hell out of my way and
it's 2 hours instead of, you know, a three-hour, five-hour plane ride.
Well, it's like going to Six Flags or the local town carnival. I'm gonna travel and go to Six Flags. Right. Screw the carnival.
Right.
Yeah, really.
But anyway, this very important, prestigious event you were talking about.
No, no.
Well, if you won't stick up for it, what chance do you have?
No. Actually, Mr. Helix knew that this was going to be very sort of on the casual side. It was a small dinner being held, and they were getting an award at this award dinner.
Which TGI Fridays was it?
A small dinner, a very small plate. It was a small dinner.
It was like Hungry Man dinners. Like,
yeah.
It's just going to be a small dinner.
Is this the appetizer? No, that's the entree. What the fuck?
Two turkey legs and a cobbler. All right.
Are you not happy? No, I'll eat it. It's here.
No. Well, yeah, enough,
you got
enough.
Two legs?
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Me wrong. I'm hungry.
No, it was a little. It was a little thing. It was held at like a VFW or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, fancy.
You know, I don't even know because I
did. They bring out the keg?
I was not invited.
Why weren't you invited?
Well, because it was a small thing. It was just the radio station folks.
That's four damn members of the station. You can't invite a spouse?
No.
Really? God forbid we approach double digits? Are you kidding me?
No. Ugh. There's no spouses there.
Ugh.
I know. However,
ugh.
Mr. Helix gets there a little early, and he's a little worried.
You don't
want
to be late to something like this.
he's punctual, unlike me. We balance each other out. So he is sitting in the car, and he calls me, and he goes, oh, God. I wasn't sure I was even in the right place, and the guy at the parking lot, I say...
They have valet parking and a VFW?
Well...
It's a fancy VFW.
I guess there's limited parking, so they were directing people.
Well, you know what? You got to give veterans jobs.
An easy gig, too. You only got to guide in five cars.
Right?
You go here, you go there, you go here, you go there. All right, let's go in.
Yeah, you had to
am
have
supposed
the
to
long
tip him?
Yeah, right.
Do I not tip him? How does this work?
tip him over. Thing is that he's sitting there, and he's like, I'm just not sure I'm in the right place, because it didn't seem like what was described to him, and he's like...
What did they describe?
I'm not sure exactly how it was put to
a palatial estate like Daddy Warbucks.
I think he was just a little scared. So he goes, so is this the right place? Because the radio station's being given an award, and the guy is like, yeah, awards are being given out. And he's like, oh.
Awards are being given.
Oh, all righty. He's like, well, I'm gonna try. So he pulls in, and he sees that there's just like, he doesn't see anybody from the radio station. And all he sees is guys that like are dressed up kind of like
soldiers,
contractors, and they're like, there's all these pickup trucks.
Mexicans.
And
a lot of Mexicans.
No. They're all volunteers. They're all volunteer firemen.
At the VFW.
Yeah, or where whatever kind of hall it was. And so maybe it was the fire hall. I don't even know where it was. But they're all like out there. And he goes, oh, geez, I'm going to wait until I see somebody. And he only sees guys going in there. And he's like, what the hell? What kind of sausage fest thing is this? So then,
was he looking to get laid? What's the problem?
No. He was just like, what? It just felt weird. So my brother has
it always
this
does
theory.
The first time.
Balance yourself on a table. Grab onto something. Strong.
You know what? No, he lived through my sphincter experience. He's not anxious to join me.
We just gave each other a
didn't see it going there.
A little rascal's double take.
What?
Yes, I did.
Thanks for putting that in our head.
It's already been there. So he's sitting there. Now, my brother has this theory, and this might be unfair.
If I don't know anybody, so I'm in the wrong place.
No.
It's a good theory.
No, he has a theory that whenever you see a big red pickup truck, the guy always has a mustache, and he's always a douche. And so I ask.
It's interesting.
I ask Neil, are you surrounded by red pickup trucks by any chance? And he goes, oh my God, there's so many of them. So I thought, well, he's going to be having a wonderful time. He was afraid to get out of the truck until he saw his car, until he saw like one of the women from the radio station come by.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, all right, I'm going in. That way, even if there is a problem, at least they'll see I'm with a chick. So I'm cooler than all you guys. Nobody else is here with a woman. The guys are walking in carrying red Solo cups.
Well, I mean, you can't expect the VFW to cater it, too.
Well, I was like, what are they doing? They're tailgating before the event? What the hell gives it this thing? It seemed like a very classy event. Poor Mr. Helix. You got to feel for him.
That was it?
That was it.
Well, there
it
was...
No. What happened during the event? No.
It ended up being anticlimactic actually inside because it... Well, you know, women showed up, and so it wasn't like the weird...
women always ruin a good time.
Yeah, well, it was. It just felt really strange to me. I wasn't sure it was in the right place. It's like, oh, thank God.
Well, yeah. Davin got me into one of these situations where am I in the right place? It was probably about 9 years ago. There was a room in the city that was doing comedy. Davin was kind enough to get me a spot in it.
Nice.
So I go in there, and I walk into the place, and there's a guy with no shirt on cleaning the bar. And I go, yeah, is there a comedy show here tonight? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right.
Just as helpful as my parking lot guy.
Right. So I go get a slice of pizza and something, you know, while I'm getting pizza, I get Davin on the phone. I go, look, I don't care, but is this in like a gay establishment or something like that? Because the guy didn't have his shirt on and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing that popped
into my mind. Like, gays are the only one that enjoy playing skins and shirts.
But the thing is, maybe it was a warm day, maybe it was hot or something like that, giving it the benefit of the doubt. So Davin was very kind. He said, no, stupid. It's a... regular
Davin
place, go
kind.
In and do the gig. Okay, so I go back in, and then there was another guy in the place, and I go, excuse me, I go, when does the comedy show start? And he looks at me, goes, comedy show? You're in the cock. And I'm like, well, I go, well,
Joe usually takes it in the ass during these.
Well, that's what I said. I said, well, that beats the other way around, I guess. So
he said, you really are a comic.
Turns out it was the next block over.
You were in a gay bar.
Yeah.
First thing I thought when you said
So the problem, the hostility should not be me. It should be you for not knowing where the hell you're going.
I understand that, but the thing was is that you were upset.
Because I got other shit to do than babysit you.
I understand. You told me
you
to go
don't,
back.
But 10 years later, you're still the same. I set you up. What happens after that? It's out of my control. If you wind up sucking a dick because you walked into the wrong place, that's not my responsibility.
That's not a microphone, Joe.
Yeah. I was like, well, they're all applauding. This is going really well.
Yeah, when they said warm up, they... That, no.
Gigs
different
gig.
Thing.
Gig's a gig. Got to work.
You know, that's when you work in the city. You got to do the gig. You got to justify the train fare.
So I had a very successful week of gigs.
Oh, good.
Everything went well. Everything was sold out.
Yeah.
Good stuff. You hung out with me on Wednesday, Pip.
Yeah.
At Andiamo in New Jersey.
That was a really good show.
Packed house. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody did really good. But I don't know. You were causing some sort of scene there at the end. I don't
know. What are you doing?
I don't know what happened, but first of all, Pip, they know Pip. They put her as far as humanly possible away from the stage.
What, you got a track record there?
A little bit.
And they're trying, out of courtesy to him, they're trying to make sure stuff doesn't happen?
Like, you would have to really look for Pip if you wanted to find Pip.
Yeah, and you did look.
And
you
I did find.
Finally found me.
I almost walked up to the wrong person because they had the same head as you, hair as you.
Oh, that's funny.
The same head.
Yeah, they did from behind. I almost like grabbed that person by the shoulder.
Oh God, that would have been funny.
But I didn't.
Oh,
because I'm not an asshole.
No, well, no.
Okay, crazy. But
settle down.
No, I don't have a reputation there. Everything was fine. I was with a large group of women that I know from my professional association.
Right.
And
it's a guild of cobblers.
Yeah, it is a guild of cobblers. And so some of the people were from all different companies, and there were at one end of the table, they were all from the same company because they invited other people from right. other departments and stuff and they to make a girls' night out. So we had like 18 people at our table.
It's a lot of broads.
Yeah, it is. And so this table was really long and packed in the corner, and I was all the way in the corner. So by the time I got in there, I got there at the time that the girls said to get together, and they were already all seated and shoving salads in their gob. I mean, what the hell?
You're supposed to get there at 7. You get an hour and a half for dinner, 8:30 show.
We were there at 6:30, and they were already shoveling the rabbit food
out. You're getting an award?
I got a gold star. So I get there, and everybody's seated, so I'm way in the corner, and it was a struggle to get in there in the first place between how close everybody's seated. So I said, oh, no, I'll see Devin afterwards. I'm not getting back out of here.
I'm not worth her squeezing.
No. I just couldn't go through. Excuse me, pardon me, excuse me.
Their boobs are hitting everybody in the back of the head.
Yeah. You didn't have to pee.
Yeah, that one guy asked me to do it again, but I said no. Yeah, yeah.
Red Solo Cup. Mr. Helix brought it home from the big award.
Yes, that was the award.
Yes.
So I am squozing into the corner there. And, you have a set menu. They have a very nice situation where they, you get a salad, an appetizer, you get a choice of three entrees,
a dessert,
all of it's very good,
really good, And there's a set price, and they're like, no substitutions, please. Totally understandable because they got to head them in, move them out, and it's like, the food comes pretty fast, but it's actually good because you are get everything, like, you're done. Here's the next course. It's really nice.
I mean, we've been there like 8-9 years. They got it down to a science.
They have it down to a science, and you would think that normal women, middle aged women who work for a living, they have lives, they are used to going out in groups, and they know how this is done. You get the
how this is done. It really doesn't sound like much is getting done, but grazing at this point.
Yeah,
I don't really hear a task.
No, this is what's done: is when you're done, check comes, you do the math. Everybody pays the same price.
Well, because everybody has the same price.
Even easier than a normal dinner.
Absolutely.
Very easy.
What could possibly go wrong?
What
we asked you.
What could possibly go wrong? All right. Well, the other company, the one with the group down at the end, I know almost all of these women except they've got a newbie. I've never seen her before.
She doesn't smell like the others.
No. She doesn't arrange her feathers the way that I like. I
got to put them in separate cat carriers.
Yes, I don't like how she smells.
You just hiss at each other through the mesh the whole trip.
We're way across this big table from each other.
Well, we knew there'd be an issue.
The bill comes, and my friend who organized the whole thing, set it up, has to get down to the other end of the table, and there's some hubbub about the bill. And, the rest of us are talking, and we're kind of aware something's going on.
This is post-show, yes?
This is before the show.
This is before. Oh, you guys got the bill before the show?
You get the bill for dinner before the show, and after the show, you get the bar bill. And then divide that up.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So... So my friend comes back, and I could tell that she's upset. What's going on? Well, somebody down at the other table is arguing with me about the way you should divide up the bill. Really? What's going on? Well, she said that she had been in promotions before of special events, and that you don't tip on the ticket price.
What?
Yeah, she said you don't tip on the ticket price.
It's a dinner and a show. It's not a Van Halen concert.
Well, thank you. It's one price plus tax plus tip. Done. She's like,
it says
you
so
know,
on the website.
And she said, you're not supposed to tip on the ticket price. So she's got a new idea of how we're supposed to do the math. Okay, special snowflake. That's not how this is going to happen.
So
tonight.
She feels that the tax and tip is included in it.
No, she feels that the base price should be parsed into this is the ticket and this is your meal. Now, this is a really good price for what you're getting.
All right. It's $49.95 for dinner?
It was $49 flat.
$49 flat for like a really good dinner and a really good show.
Really good dinner and
show. Why is
show?
She nickeling diming that? Just pay the damn tip off for that. I don't
Thank
understand.
You.
It's a dinner show package.
Thank
it's
you.
$49. It's not, but you got to divvy it up. How more simple can this be?
The funny thing for me is I thought you were going to doze off. And then you just came alive. I'm like, Josie's really tired tonight.
No,
but the outrage.
No, I'm listening to this. Not because it's a good, interesting story. I'm not going to chime in. But yeah, $49?
That's right.
What an asshole.
No, wait. Then I find out later, because I'm getting the story in dribs and drabs, because there's a whole bunch of hands.
So what did she
want to
do? I don't understand.
Yeah, how did she want to divvy this
well,
up?
Well, first of all, she didn't want to eat what's on the piece of paper.
But it says no substitution.
Thank you.
Well, I
yeah.
didn't make it.
Well, Special Snowflake has to have our own special little food.
So then how does that work at this venue?
It's not supposed to.
But they accommodated her.
They accommodated her.
Oh, really?
She called them
very
ahead,
nice.
And she said, blah, blah, blah.
She called them ahead of
she
time.
She did.
Did she know what the menu was ahead of time? Because I don't even know what the menu was ahead of time.
Well, I don't know if she knew what the exact food was, but she said, I've got a problem. I can only eat this, that, or the other thing. I don't even know what she said to them. But they said,
three
okay,
very
we'll
diverse choices.
Out. I know. A normal person
could. No, but
could've...
this woman is going to be a pain in the ass no matter what goes on.
Yes.
If she's calling, I want this, this, and this, and this. Yeah,
at least she called ahead of time.
Yeah. How about carry-on? We'll get that for you.
Well, they said...
Carry-on? What, is she a vulture?
Yeah.
Carrion.
What a weird reference.
No, carrion.
Well, then what do you think he wanted?
I thought he meant a little pocketbook.
No, I think he was talking about roadkill.
Yes, I know he was.
That's what I would have scraped together.
But
it's $49. It's a prefix menu. What don't you understand?
Apparently...
Don't yell at me. I understand.
Yelling at you, I'm yelling with you.
You're supposed to get the salad, the little appetizer, and then the choice of entrees. She's getting soup. She has to have a special pasta
She can't even
dish.
Have a salad. She has to get soup.
Thank you. I don't know what her issue was, but and then she, I mean, some people got soda, some people got wine. This group of women, we've all gone out together and stuff. Nobody bitches about, oh, I only got a soda. You know, we're like, next time it'll be me having the wine and you'll have the soda or whatever. Nobody abused it, but we're not even up to the bar bill. We're talking about dinner. So she gets this, and all of a sudden she's decided that you're not supposed to tip on the ticket price. Well, there is no
But she
condition.
Doesn't even have the ticket price.
It's not a ticket price.
Yes.
With the ticket included, and she's it's a package. What's the big deal? You know, a person like that is an asshole.
Yes.
Because number one, they're calling the place beforehand, I can have this and this and this. I wouldn't bat an eyelash. I wouldn't bat an eyelash that she would bitch and moan about. As a matter of fact, if she got captured by ISIS, after 2 days, they'd let her go because they'd be driving them up the wall. Fuck that.
Well, in ISIS's defense, I don't know if you've heard this, they've actually, it's not really their defense, but I mean, I don't know if she
in
deserves
ISIS's
it.
ISIS's defense. Yeah,
there was this woman,
that up reasonably.
Her son's disappeared.
Okay.
And she went to ISIS. I can't find my sons. They're like, here, have some meat and rice and everything. They fed them her sons.
No.
Yes. So I don't really know if this warrants that, Joe.
No.
I don't really know if being a pain in the ass and not wanting to get the price fixed warrants ISIS. But I get your point.
Did they wait before or after she said, this is delicious, to tell her?
I don't know.
Oh.
I heard the chefs are going to be on next year's version of Top Chef.
I think they would probably say after the meal.
What?
I would think they said they're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah.
I hate them.
They are very creative, though.
They're awful. They are very awful. I mean, they are the awful of the awful.
And this is coming from awful people.
Oh, that's awful.
All right, we're all in agreement.
Yes, very awful.
See, I united us.
But what
I don't understand is she should have her own separate bill. Because
Yes.
Because she's not getting what everybody else is getting.
I agree.
I guess they would have to figure out how much a ticket was, because they don't sell the comedy shows separately.
But the funny thing is, why should, when you go to a group event, it's just common courtesy. When you go to a group event like that, yes, even if you alter the meal, maybe because of what you can and cannot
food eat, allergies.
If it's food, that's fine. But you know, if you're gluten,
if you're kosher,
if you're kosher, if you're gluten, you can eat only gluten free, whatever. However, out of courtesy to everybody else, you should pay the $49
yeah,
to tip off
yeah,
the $49.
Yeah,
that's what it. That's what the night costs.
So she yes, wants to figure out how much the actual dinner was and how much the show was.
Yes.
Nobody's ever done that, man.
And she's like, well, no, she wants to figure this out because the tipping should only be on what the food portion costs. That's, it's not,
but again,
that
her
way,
bill, her bill is different than everybody else's bill.
Yes, but she's paying the same as
regardless,
everybody else.
Regardless if it was or wasn't. I've gone out to dinner. I've gone to shows where I was a patron. I've done my share, my fair share amount of shows. I've never heard of that before.
No.
Well, you're going to sit there, and you want to know something? Even if I went out, let's say I went on a date, and I was there.
We really are stretching.
Yeah, well, not so much, but it went out.
It's a new Joe, one that will be seen outside in public with people.
I was this weekend, yes.
Okay, I believe
but
you.
But if you, like, let's say Joanne and I, things were good, and I went out with Joanne and I.
Right.
And it was just Joanne and I.
Right.
And nobody involved. And I thought, and I had a hair up my ass, wild hair up my ass, and I'm only going to pay for the meal. That's one thing. You know why? Because if Joanne doesn't mind, whatever. You know?
Right.
Who cares? I'm not bothering anybody else. But if I'm in a group situation where
a
it's 49
table,
where there's a whole table of people, I'm not going to sit there and be an asshole over a 49. I mean,
we found the one place where he won't sit there and be an asshole.
I know. Agiamo's every night. That's where we're eating.
I've been waiting like 13 years, 14 years to find that situation. Now we know.
Well, Rose had no problem being the asshole.
Is that her real name?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Miss, I can't let anybody know who I am is dropping real names.
Yeah. Rose is the giant asshole. So,
coming from Pip Helix.
The thing is, okay, so she pitches this little bitch fit, but everybody
now the person who's responsible for her.
Yes.
How are they reacting?
Well, there's nobody that's actually responsible.
Somebody
for
invited
her.
Her.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things where everybody in the office was going, and I don't know if somebody specifically said
somebody forwarded
Rose
an email,
or somebody did something, or she heard.
Maybe they wiped the server like Hillary. Nobody knows.
I don't know because I don't work in that office,
right.
So I don't know who specifically walked over and said, "Rose, we're all doing this."
Because that's worse if like you invite somebody. And then they act like an asshole.
And then they're the asshole.
Because then it's a reflection on you.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So nobody's responsible for this person.
So nobody's responsible for her that I know about. She has this little fit. Then my friend talks, you know, says, no. I arranged this. This is how we're doing this. This is what everybody pays. This is the price per.
No, chicken parmesan's been eaten.
Oh, you got a no. You got a no on that. Good,
yeah.
Good.
So.
Well, if you were there, that would have been a really preceding it.
So now it's a little complicated.
<That's true. laughs> You would have thrown the really in there. That deserves a really.
Really? Choke on your angel
when
pasta,
see,
stupid.
This is how it will work. When you hear what's going on, you shoot the really.
Yes.
Then trying to resolve it. No.
That is protocol.
Boom, boom, right, yes.
And then during the no, it comes the men have died if it gets heated.
Yeah.
When it gets really heated.
Yes. If she responds back, like, how dare you, like, make a big deal about
the
bill.
No, men have died.
Right. Well, you're going the no, if you're the one who's arguing about to go, no, angel pasta's been cooked.
You know what?
Shrimps have been harvested.
You know what Andiamo stands for? It's Italian for pay the fucking tip, stupid.
I don't really think that's the literal translation. Somebody fact check that on us for us.
Well, we haven't gotten to the men have died portion of the evening yet.
No.
So we all decide that this is how it is. Now, my friend.
So how does she handle this, that we're all tipping on the 49?
My friend who is coordinating all this. Now, collecting the money is a little difficult because it's on my friend's credit card.
Everybody's Jewish. Nobody wants to pay.
No, she had to put $20 down. No, I think she had to put $200 down, and then because we had a huge table, and then somebody had given her a check.
Now, when you have a party like that, most places make it an 18% gratuity automatically.
Yes. So I think that I don't know that was done, but the money was figured out, mm-hmm, right? So, okay, everybody's going to pay this amount. Oh, and
this is just for the food. So everybody should be paying $49 plus whatever the tip is.
Tax and tip.
Can I ask another question? Yes. Have you ever run a show for Davin there?
Not there.
No.
Not there.
Okay, but does he know that you're part of you know, our show and this, that, and
the other. She tries to hide that.
Yes,
I don't know if he knows.
Right.
I think he knows that you're part of the race. Maybe he knows that
you're
part of the race.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because a side dynamic that could be part of that is if the owner knows that you're part of, maybe you run a show, part of side splitting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You also have the other element that you've got to try to resolve this because it looks bad on side splitting.
No, because the owner knows Pip. From outside.
From another world.
Yeah. So thank goodness I'm not really held for her actions.
Okay.
Which is good.
My groups, that I just happen to be part of the group, my group's problems are not going to reflect badly on
which Gavin is a nice change
instance.
Of pace, because usually whatever you knuckleheads do trickles down to me. Shit rolls downhill.
And reflects badly.
Sometimes
yes.
We do it on purpose.
Yes. But when she told me this, I at no point did I feel concerned like, fuck. Because I knew they just had a sold out place and just had a kick-ass
show. Right,
well,
because that's one of the things. That, you know, like I said, that if that was the case, that's also an element she would have to deal with.
I don't think
it's a two-fold thing.
I don't think she felt that at all because she knows him outside.
Right. That's cool.
So now there's so money's coming from this person, that person. Now a lot of these people happen to work in the finance departments of their offices.
Right.
They should be good with math.
There's a lot of people, they know how to do the math. So I'm prefacing what happened. So the money's coming down, change is being given out, everything. We're $37 short.
Now, this is for the first part. This is for the 49 plus tax.
This is for the food. Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten to the barbell.
We haven't even done the algebra yet. We're just doing an addition.
We have that. So, now we're like, what? Now, I personally know most of these women. I don't know Rose, but I'm steaming because I'm like, motherfuck, nobody took her money, so nobody knows exactly how it got down here and how much was in there, her little pile. So I'm like, at our end of the table, we each kicked in a little bit so that my friend isn't stuck.
Well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you stop the proceedings right there and go around the room? Hey, this is what we all kicked in. What'd you kick in?
The show's about to start. We got to get this taken care of before the lights are going down. And it was like, no, we'll deal with this later.
How dare
and
our show interrupt your basic prove, math?
We can't prove who is
well,
short.
That's why you ask everybody.
I know, but it was getting a little late in the game. So it was like, all right.
This is why women cannot go out unaccompanied by men. You need us.
It seems pretty obvious what's going on, but nobody can say specifically, right?
It seems obvious to you.
It seemed very obvious to me. All right. So now we're like, okay, my friend and I are kind of steaming, but we calm down. We're like, let's enjoy the show. The show was great. Took my mind off it completely.
It's kind
Had
of what
a great
I do.
Time.
It's
yeah.
kind of what I
yeah,
do.
It was really good.
Side splitting productions.
Your money troubles.
Yes, exactly. Side splitting productions takes away your pain.
Thank you.
For an hour and a half, and then you're on your own.
And then you get the
Wallace splitting productions with Pip.
Yes. Then you get the barbell.
All right.
And we do the little math. Everybody owes 10. Very reasonable.
That's real reasonable.
Yeah, really.
Real reasonable. Now, not everybody had a drink.
See that? Yeah. You know what? Your teetotalers always get screwed on this deal.
I know they do.
I've been in the teetotal situation.
I know.
Everybody's having like three mixed drinks. I'm having a soda. I'm paying the same thing.
No, what I said before, nobody abused it. Everybody had
and
one
10
drink.
$10 is reasonable even if you're having like two Cokes.
Oh, yeah.
And in a restaurant, two Cokes. You know, it's $10.
Special Snowflake had a cappuccino.
Mm.
I made note of that because I'm like, cappuccino. I didn't see that on the little piece of paper.
Did you really make note
yes,
of it?
Yes, because I didn't know about her special dietary requirements before that. I was like,
she has to have a
where'd
cappuccino?
She get that? Where'd she get a cappuccino? Well, it's a coffee and tea. Where'd she get a fucking cappuccino? So, you know I love my coffee. So I'm like,
we could have had cappuccinos?
We could have had cappuccinos! Well, anyway.
Stop the show. But that's how it all starts with that.
Yeah.
You know, one person has it. We could have had that. Well, I want the holy smokes.
So yeah. It's $10 each.
Okay.
All right. Add it up.
So she's getting
$5 short.
But it's a cap. What is she complaining about?
Wait. $5 short.
Uh-huh.
So we went around and said, "Did everybody give 10? Did everybody give 10? Did everybody give 10?"
Oh, seem like
she
a
opens
bunch of
her
assholes.
Purse, digs out a $5, and sends it down the table.
All right.
Guilty.
She ponied up. All right.
Guilty.
She ponied
now
up.
Now we know it was her.
But why? She, you know, I mean, it just shows the gall of this woman. All right.
Now, was there an announcement, hey, we're all going to kick in 10?
Yeah. No, it was everybody else 10. 10.
It was
everybody.
Announced. It made,
oh, yeah.
Well, it's like at the diner, Dad, when we all go to dine with the guy.
Yeah, there's four of us.
Yeah, but even if there's four of us, all right, it's going to be this. All right, just throw in, you know, this each and we're good.
Here's the thing about
people,
that situation.
You're going to go, you owe 4, you owe 12.
Here's the thing about this situation, the group tipping and paying, and I generally do this. I've done this a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually drink.
Yes.
When I go out, even though people like get mixed drinks and everything, I get screwed on this. Plus, a lot of times I won't get an appetizer. I'll just get, an entree.
Yeah.
But people are getting like apps and entrees and dessert. It almost encourages me to overeat so I don't get screwed on the deal.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, that often happens to me, too. I don't eat appetizers for the most part because, excuse me, most places have seafood in their appetizers. I'm allergic to like everything in their app menu, so I can't eat it anyway. I can't eat my whole entree if I eat an appetizer, so I'm not interested in that. So, and I don't usually drink. There's some people that drink like, horses, and I'll have like
out of a
trough.
I got a vodka and tonic and poured it into the trough.
Sorry, folks. We only have horse references from the 50s. That's all we got.
I do shots, but I have hooves.
Yeah, you know what? It would be tough for a horse to get its big stupid horse tooth and the little shot glass.
Yeah.
You can't even strap it onto its face.
Yeah, that's really
you're really getting a horse straw for the shot situation.
That would work.
Yeah, I really didn't need that visual of that big horse tongue trying to get into the shot glass.
Yeah, I mean, really, like it would just get to the tip of it would make a mess. Yeah, a horse can't do shots.
I tell you though, group things, I don't like to go out to dinner in a group anymore.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Hold your thought for a second. Yeah. No.
Take notes.
So I see that the $5 is coming down the table.
Uh-huh.
Guilty as charged.
Right.
I know that she's the one that shorted us.
It's on.
Of course
it
she
is
did.
On. So everyone is standing up.
Oh, you went in for the kill?
Purses. Oh, yes, I did.
Lincoln's are short.
Sick him. Sick him.
A fuse blew.
Good.
Everybody is up and rustling at their tables and paying their bills
you
and stuff.
Cheap
and
bitch.
I just said, oh, is that the way it goes?
No.
You just decide what you're going to pay and everybody else has to kick in for you?
No.
You short the table?
No.
You decided that you wanted to pay what you want to pay? Yeah, I saw you with your $5. Everybody knew what they had to pay.
This has surpassed Men Have Died, by the way.
She went bullshit. DEFCON 5. Holy
she
cow.
She is not giving me her eyeball, so I said, I am speaking directly to you.
Holy smokes, you went bullshit.
The whole time.
Me and Joe have knocked down drag out wars after the show. You don't say a thing. Somebody shorts you $5 and you lose your mind. We're trying to talk about the future of our show. Me and Joe are tearing into each other like pit bulls. You sit there like a school mom, but somebody shorts you $5 and you go bullshit.
You know what? I could just see the next one. You told me. I didn't tell you anything. You did. I'm telling you right now. I don't. She goes, you know, what about the $5 you owe us? I'm just going to tell you one more thing.
Uh-oh. It's $5 on the...
Suddenly we're together in one thing. Run, Tavin, run!
Good thing we don't let her handle the money for the show. Jeez. Joe, how many CDs did you handle? I think you're hoarding some.
Yeah. Yo! How many did you move this weekend?
I think I'm a pain in the ass. Jeez.
Yeah, really? Maybe you should put her in charge of finance. Maybe got a profit.
Oh, my community theater group was selling like snacks or something, and somebody came over and just grabbed a cookie and walked off. He was part of the theater group. I'm like, we're selling.
I think
those
we
cookies.
See a theme here. Pip really doesn't give a shit about much, but if it comes to food, she goes bullshit.
Let me tell you something. Did you hear these two? I'd have her run the merch table.
Yeah, but you got to be nice first.
Yeah, you got to be nice. Tom says, would that be considered pulling a curry?
Yes.
I was like, Teresa.
So what's
Chude
this woman doing?
Flipping the table.
Is she in Chihuahua mode, shaking scared?
She is just like kind of curled.
Is she an older woman?
Good for you.
She's middle-aged.
She a big girl?
No. I could take her.
That's what I'm thinking. She might be afraid.
No, I was totally ready. And everybody.
Now, what is everybody? How's everybody reacting to you?
They are silent and staring with their mouths open.
Because we usually see your passive aggressive posts on Facebook when shit really goes bad in your life.
Yeah.
But this is just aggressive aggressive.
I lost my mind.
I got to tell you, Tom is right. You went curry. Holy mackerel.
Never said as a compliment, by the way.
No. I'm not even going to kid you. No, but still.
Joe, I went.
Apparently, so does she.
You know I have issues. I went the full curry.
The full curry.
I did. It was my.
She went to 11.
Yes.
My sense of fair play was offended.
Again, this was $5.
No, no. No, she cheated $37 previously.
So this is $17.
No, this is $42
Because she
total.
Probably shorted
wait,
the 37.
Wait, no, it was 49.
It was 37 short before, and now she's like, with
oh,
the
you
five
oh, you're holding the whole 37 on her.
Oh, yeah. The rest of these people know how to do math, but Special Snowflake, I can just tell. I'm not paying for that if I only got a bowl of
so what does she say as you're frothing out the mouth and about the...
Nothing.
Okay.
Turns around.
Well, maybe she thinks you're a bear and she plays dead. You'll go
she
away.
She looked up and put on her glasses and looked at me like, oh, my God.
It's a little jarring.
It was completely jarring.
But it's good. You know why? Because you called her out.
The next day, I'm thinking, oh, my God,
by
the emails and texts I'm going
to
get.
I was oblivious to any of this. I was soaking in congratulations by another fine show by Side Splitting Productions. My comics kick ass. But she was so far away from me, I had no idea the hell she was raising. And I'm very thankful.
Backstory to this, yeah.
It's a good thing everybody was wrestling and getting in their bags.
Apparently, ownership does know her well. Goes, put her in the back corner.
Yes, so I couldn't rampage through the rest of the customers. I could just stick with my table and fuck them up.
Because last time you were there, you were close in the front.
We were very close.
And then we went out with...
And there were no troubles because we didn't have these people.
And we went out to dinner with Sergeant Padula. And
it was great.
There was no instances, maybe because they figured I would be responsible for your behavior.
No. I'm not normally an animal in public. I never do
Unlike
this.
Joe.
Why I don't even know why you're going for the joke there. Can I continue?
I wasn't going for a joke. It was
okay,
an observation.
There's none there. Yeah.
But I was. I was like a real housewife flipping the table. You prostitute whore!
My God. She didn't sleep with Mr. Helix. She shorted a bill.
I know, but I was so mad that she was just going to stick my friend with it because she decided, I'm going to have the soup and fuck you all.
Then why doesn't your friend voice her opinion?
I don't. They're too nice. Apparently, I dropped nice off with my coat.
You know what, though? You know, sometimes enough gets to be enough. I mean, she's calling. She wants a special meal. She doesn't want to pay
the tip. Well, that doesn't affect her.
Pay the tip with the show. Now she's, you know, she might have stepped.
Listen, this woman's wrong. This woman's wrong, but we've subjected her to much worse.
Today.
She's licked your foot, for God's sake.
Maybe that's a lesson to us to be careful.
No. Apparently, she would rather lick your foot than be shorted a few bucks at a dinner show.
No, because it's a culmination of other events that she had to deal with. And sometimes you, like, enough's enough.
Yeah. I mean, now, one of the things is I can't blow off steam like that at work. And I have all this nonsense going on. Like, today was another doozy.
We're not getting into that.
No, we're not. It's a bizarre world. But it was the thing that it was like, I just decided that I'm going out with this group of people. They're dividing it up evenly, and I don't think I have to pay my way.
Now, let me ask you a question.
That little I'm special thing.
Because I've been screwed on this before, and I just always go with it. I'm always paying way more than I ordered.
Me too.
I always feel very uncomfortable bringing up, go, you know what? I'm not going to eat as much as you animals. I'm not going to drink. Can we separate it? I always feel uncomfortable doing it, so I just, you know, pay $15 more than I would.
There was one night I had to sit and just get railed just because I didn't want to make a scene.
Is this at the gay bar again where you walked
into?
No. He got railed.
He didn't want to make a scene. Fine, I'll do my spot. Fellas, finish up.
Funny. But this has got to be almost 20 years ago. There was a bar in Huntington that my friends were hanging out at. They ate dinner, and they were in the middle of dinner and stuff like that, and they invited Joanne and I down. So Joanne and I already ate, but we wanted to go into town. So we get to this place, and we go in, and we were still a little bit hungry, so we had some – her and I had some appetizers and I think two drinks apiece. My buddy comes up to us at the end of the night, and he goes, oh, yeah, $40. I'm like, cool. Each!
Whoa.
What?
Each. We had two appetizers and four drinks. And
let's say, all right, so let's say drinks are $8 a piece. So that's 32. Say appetizers are $10 a piece. That gives you up to 52. Tax and tip, 65, 70.
Yeah, so it was.
I'm putting everything on the high end. I don't know what type of place it is.
It was a relatively fancy place, but we kind of knew what. I mean, it was two appetizers. I mean, $40.
Drinks could be $10 a piece.
Yeah.
Drinks could be $10 a piece at a place like this.
But when it's like when my friend mentioned it, it's like Joanne is like, I go, I'll pay it. And I go, never again. We just won't do it again.
Next time we go to KFC where we know the price of everything.
But I
you do learn that when you go out with certain people that you're going to get hosed on the bill. Yeah. And then you go, you know what, when we go out with that couple, we're splitting it. You know, we'll pay
like
ours
I said,
and you, they pay theirs.
I would just rather order.
To get prepared, you know?
Yeah. I would just rather order more food. I would just rather order
just
more.
Give
me 15 doggy bags.
If I have a good time, it is what it is. You know,
but right, right. I just don't eat as much as people. Like even when I go out with Joe, if we split. Joe eats a lot more than me, and we'll split. Now you know he just has a bigger appetite. He's a bigger guy than I am,
right?
And everything. We'll split a bill. You know, we don't order the same thing.
I mean, no. If we do split a bill, I'm like, you know, no, dude. You know,
yeah,
you know,
but it's hard when it's a group. You feel that peer pressure.
That's the thing.
And
that's
there's
the
pe-
thing.
And
you don't
want to
be the. You don't want to be the troublemaker.
You
want
to be the yeah. You want to be the guy. Right. Like I said, that night I felt that it was $40 or $50, but I'm not going to be that guy.
Right.
I'll pay the $80, and next time they go out again, you know, we're going to stay in and watch TV. You know, what can I tell you?
Yeah, no, sometimes.
And 19 years later, that's just what they did every night.
sometimes, you know.
They ruined your relationship.
Actually, I'm getting used to being domesticated. I'm getting re-domesticated again. I had a lovely, lovely night out on Saturday and had a nice dinner, and I'm getting used to, like, having a nice weekend night off.
Well,
fortunately, the comedy gods agree with this. Joe, we can make that happen. Summer's coming. We'll give you full weekends off.
You're fun living like a human being.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah,
but you know what? Too many weekends off, you start getting the itch.
Yeah.
You'll get the itch. But you get on stage during the week at the local place. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so if you spend too many nights in the little cage in the corner, sometimes you have to go out to the dog run.
Yeah, you got
to
get out after a while. Yeah. It's fun to have date night once in a while. You don't want to do it all the time, though. You don't.
No.
It's good to look. No, it's nice to have a Saturday off or a Friday off, you know, mm-hmm. as a comic on occasion, but there's always a part in my head that goes, I should be working.
Yeah, well, in mine too, you know, but when you do get it or if it comes up, you know.
Well, now there's somebody who you can tolerate, so it makes a difference.
That's essentially.
And they can
the truth.
Tolerate you.
Essentially the truth.
You know, in no time you'll be sleeping with cream corn and things will be wonderful. You'll be fully domesticated.
Well, apparently she got her inheritance from that selling the house because she calls me, she goes, the oil company's looking for money. I go, all right, why don't you call them and why don't you pay it? And she did.
Really?
I'm like, wow.
All you had to do was say that all these years.
And it was a decent amount, too. I'm like, yeah, I paid it off. I'm like, well, holy cow. I guess you got to give it to the
damn.
Now, I had a show with Joe on Friday. Another good show. Fundraiser, another packed house. We raised money for the Boys and Girls. What was it? Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So another packed house. Owner of the River Grill. This is his new place. Temple Hill Tavern, beautiful place. So before the woman running it could not have been sweeter to us.
Very nice people.
We're about to go on stage, and somebody's whisked right through the door. We have a special guest.
Oh, really?
Nobody told me about a special guest.
Nope,
usually, if it's a special guest, it's a new comic trying to impress me to do 6 minutes. This is that's usually what a special guest means at a comedy show. Well, who's here? Who's here? There's a buzz in the corner by the bar where Joe and I are standing. Yeah. Who's here? Number 20, the 20th. Number 20. On the show, The Voice. That was the look we had, that puzzlement.
I don't watch those shows, and
I didn't know they go that high.
I'm impressed by them.
Oh, and they brought her right up, and I thought the first thing
she was a really tiny little girl.
Well, she was a little, yeah.
And her sister was tiny, too.
Yeah.
They were tiny little girls. So I could see why they'd be on TV. I don't know if she could sing.
Right.
But I mean, Joe and I are just like really 20. Really? 20?
But why were they there at a comedy gig?
Because it's the catering hall where we were. It's attached to a bar, and apparently she was signing autographs.
Oh, okay.
Number 20. When she goes up to the microphone, I thought the first thing she was going to go was, shit, that was close. Number 20.
But it's sort of like, we're really big in Belgium.
Here's the thing. I said, well, is it on this season? They're like, yeah. I'm like, is this still going on? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue.
Do you think the people were impressed by this?
I don't think they were.
I think they were probably confused, too.
I know.
Because
they were hoping they would be impressed, and it was a letdown.
They know. Well, no. They didn't ask her to sing. But then it was somebody's birthday, and the waiter's like kind of saying, I can't believe she wouldn't even sing happy birthday. That's why we brought her there. Because it was like the person who put together her birthday. And I'm like, well, did anybody ask her? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, how's she supposed to know?
And the cake is all the way in the back. I go, you know, she's not the Long Island medium. She's just, how is she going to know? You didn't tell her the damn cake's in the back of the hall. How would she know?
Really? And it's like, do you want to be that girl, the one that's like, oh, I can sing. I just show up in rooms and start spontaneously singing.
Well, it kind of felt like that. I don't know whose idea it was to let her know that she was there. But it was very weird.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that's got to be the low level of celebrity that is the most embarrassing.
Which made us feel really good.
Nobody's whisking us in as a special guest.
Well, it's like...
We were up in poster board, Joe.
Some people might know who you are, but a lot of people are going to go, huh? You know, ugh.
Like, you applaud because it'd be rude not to.
Right. You're kind of in a place, though.
Yeah, it was weird. She seemed nice. I wish her well.
Well, it's I'm sorry. It's like going to a wedding. Everybody has to say the bride looks so beautiful. Sometimes they're just not.
She would have made a pretty bride.
But
the
thing about it is that you're number 20th on The Voice. She shows up at this event, and then she says a couple words. But what's the point? There was no definitive point.
I think the point was she was going to be selling. She's going to be signing and selling pictures by the jukebox. I think that was the point.
But the thing about it is, even so, you were number 20th on The Voice. Nobody knows really who you are. I'm going to be up by...
Know who she is.
Yeah. People who watch that show were
probably
look.
I don't.
It's the girl who sang... Fill in the blank. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But it was weird. It wasn't the weirdest portion of the night, though.
Uh-oh.
Very good show.
Was somebody screaming, Prostitution Hall! In the corner?
No. No. So, I'm getting ready to wrap up my set. They deliver cake. Cake ruins every show.
Were they singing during your...
No, they just deliver cake. I thought I handled the cake very well, though, Jim.
Well, the best part about the cake was is that the woman handed me my piece. She goes, this is a piece for your friend that's on stage right now. I'll put it on the chair. So when I saw you got the cake on stage...
They gave me cake on stage.
I ate your piece.
I actually had cake on stage. I had Junior Mints. They gave me Junior Mints. I was chowing
down. Is that where you got those damn things?
Yeah, because I was goofing on them because they had Junior Mints on the table. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? There was a buffet. Did you think you'd have to go... Because the Junior Mints were... Did you think you'd have to go 20 minutes without eating? We can't possibly.
And well, because he's eating the Junior Mint. And I didn't say anything. And maybe there was in the merch case and he has him as a snack. So I didn't say
his blood pressure must be low.
Where the hell did he get that? Was in the merch case. He eats it when he gets hungry.
Now, during my set, I did
lightheaded.
During the set, I did walk around and share him with the audience. I stopped my show to give the audience candy. I sit down on the stage. I have cake. It's a very informal show I do.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me of that woman that was part of that class that we both went to, that she would hand out balloons and balloon animals and stickers and
stuff. I don't remember any of this.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No.
No, it's not connected frightening. To that lady. Oh, that's the sock lady when Dan
yes.
and I used to do that.
But here's the most interesting part. So as happens a lot of times at these events, there's only a few black people.
Okay.
There was two. Now, as a comic, you know, a comedic device is you draw attention to what there's not a lot of.
Right.
So, like, if it's black people in an all-white room, it's them. I've done black shows where it's like one or two white people. And the black comics will do the same, too.
Yeah,
you draw attention.
White people and get...
You kind of goof on them and everything.
Because they're already scared.
Right. You draw attention so everybody knows where to focus their hate. And, of course, the black people were served last.
Oh, no!
Yeah, of course, I goofed on them for that.
That's very
funny. I mean, it was where they were sitting, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, so, I'm goofing with the black people. They have a great time and everything. So, at the end of the night, they're doing raffles. They're doing 50-50s and gift prizes and everything, and I'm setting up my merch and everything, hanging out the back. Oh, great show, great show. I hear over the microphone, because they're doing this over the microphone, my sound system, the last one they call, the black people won!
Yeah.
No!
My jaw dropped. People around me jaw dropped. And we just looked at each other like, you can't do that unless you got a punchline coming. You can't do that?
The black people won. No.
Yeah, yes.
I wasn't near him because for that moment he was up by his merch table, but I'm sitting in the back eating the last bit of cake. I spit it all over. You don't laugh at my McDonald's minimum wage joke, but you guys are going to sit there and go, the black people won?
Wow.
It's like, you can't do that.
No.
A comic can do that if he's good.
Yes. Yeah, no.
I know that I refer to them as the black people, but it's a show.
Yeah.
You should just say, and the winner is, and the number, and that's it, unless you know their name.
Oh, my God, the black people won.
And people are just, like, looking at me.
Like, help us.
Like,
help us.
Did you just hear that? Do you think that's right? I'm like, no!
I'm looking for guidance.
I'm not an asshole off stage.
They're looking to him to find out where the bar is.
Yes!
He was on. He just got done with 45 minutes of saying nasty things.
No, that's not true. There was nice. I gave out candy.
All right. He was saying nasty things, too. So
well, sometimes.
All right, all right. But you said nasty. So
look,
you,
we know you. Don't yeah, forget
So
that.
You look to the person that's an expert on nasty things and use him as the bar to go, should we be offended at this?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you should.
I wasn't
did he,
offended.
Did he look shocked?
I was shocked.
Shocked.
I was stunned.
Like bad.
I was like, you got to have a joke following that. You can't refer to these people for the rest of their lives as the black people.
No.
That ends when the comedy portion of the night has ended.
No.
They now go back to human beings.
Yeah,
they have names, Mr. and Mrs. Whatever.
Yeah, you don't go out to your car and say, hey, black folk, good night. No.
Yeah.
What? They can't say, good night, Whitey, drive safe. You know, stop.
Yeah, you could.
You could. Yeah, and there'll be a rumble.
Yeah, you could.
No. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before.
But there's always somebody who, at a comedy show, thinks, oh, I'm just as funny as they are. Watch me.
No,
go.
It wasn't done for a joke. It
no.
wasn't done for a joke.
No.
Yeah, there was no joke.
No,
it wasn't going for laughs.
They weren't like doing a callback.
No, this was exuberance.
Oh,
she was excited for them that these people won, and they're the black people.
There is equality at this show. And you know what? Enjoy your gifts. And you know what? Maybe you could live next door to me next day. Well, after we move, but nonetheless.
I totally did not understand.
No,
that.
Not going for
so
the lift.
Much worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to stop folding my shirts.
You're like,
yeah. It was like somebody like what was that movie? Animal House, where the white guys walk in, where the white guys walk into the bar where Otis Knight and the
looks
day
like we'll be leaving.
The band stops playing.
Yeah, that's what
looks.
It was.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I was Otis Knight. Like, I'm supposed to make this right.
Yeah, you're like, stop and look like, what? What am I seeing? Oh, my God.
And I got, it's like, I got to disown myself from that. It's like, no, no.
I did not put them up to this.
No, this has nothing to do with me. Buy a DVD.
Yeah, and I got to get out of here. Honey, start the car.
They were lovely people. The girl who said it was a lovely girl, too. It was just, I guess people just get lost in the moment.
I think so. But that's a moment you should not be getting lost in.
The black people seemed very cool with it. I didn't see their reaction to that, but they came up to me after the show. They had a great time.
They were very nice. They were very nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very nice people. But I mean,
they have to know what kind of community they live in.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it was weird.
But, you know,
it's very.
I think that the black people felt. Well, I'm saying the black people. Because
we don't know their names.
We don't know their names.
They were the Jeffersons.
Yeah. I think that they felt that the woman didn't mean any malice. She just didn't
know. No, I don't think she meant any malice either.
No.
Yeah. And I think, you know, sometimes it's like you want, you know, when you hear something,
yeah.
You know, the people that it's being said to are taking it lightlier than you are.
Yeah.
And I think...
I don't know. The whole audience stopped with their jaws and looked at me.
Help us, Davin. Help us.
It pretty much was. Like I was the level of political correctness in the room. And they wanted... I say some terrible things. So they wanted to see my reaction. So I guess if I'm laughing at that, we can all laugh at that. But the fact that I was caught so off guard... I'm like, no! No, I know what I do, but it's an act. I'm really not that despicable.
I know.
And me, the right-wing Republican, I'm in the back with my cake on. Did they just say black people?
Really? Somebody's running for office, I say. I know how you vote. Good cake. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with April Fools in a few minutes.
iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.